So it looks like any tracking program has its faults. Here's one that came to a problem that led to tragic consequences. Again, in my opinion, guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that a high-powered rifle lost in the ATF's Fast and Furious controversy was used to kill a Mexican police chief in the state of Jalisco earlier this year, according to internal Department of Justice records, suggesting that the weapons from the failed gun tracking operation have now made it into the hands of violent drug cartels deep inside Mexico. Luis Lucio Rosales Astorga, the police chief in the city of Hostopoligo, was shot to death January 29th when gunmen intercepted his patrol car and opened fire. Also killed was one of his bodyguards. His wife and second bodyguard were wounded. Local authorities said the eight suspects in their 20s and 30s were arrested after police seized them nearby with a cache of weapons, rifles, grenades, handguns, helmets, bulletproof vests, uniforms, and special communications equipment. The area is a hot zone for rival drug gangs, with members of three cartels fighting over turf in the region. So Fast and Furious has not gone away, and Eric Holder is still there too. Someone has to pay the consequences for this total fiasco. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.